USA Radio News with John Hunt.
America's much maligned healthcare system is now covering 9 out of 10 people, a fact that has not stopped the 2020 presidential candidates from refighting battles on how to provide coverage, from Bernie Sanders' call for replacing private insurance with a government plan to Donald Trump's pledge to erase the Affordable Care Act and start from scratch. The politicians are depicting a system in a meltdown. The numbers point to a different story, not quite as dire as previously noted. Government surveys now show that 90% of the population has coverage, preserving gains from President Barack Obama's years. Independent reports estimate that more than one half of roughly 30 million uninsured people in the country are eligible for health insurance through their existing programs. The biggest issue now seems to be that many people with insurance are struggling to pay their deductibles and copays. Thanks for listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
France is pushing ahead with a landmark tax on tech companies like Google and Facebook, despite U.S. President Donald Trump's threats of retaliatory tariffs on French wine. French winemakers sold $1.78 billion worth of wine last year to American consumers. After Trump slammed the foolishness of the tax and promised reciprocal action, French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire said France will implement it anyways. The 3% tax that went into force this week mainly concerns companies that use consumer data to sell online advertising. Monica and Dean Breckenhoff, a bride and groom in Texas, got an amazing surprise on their wedding day when the recipient of their deceased son's heart showed up so they could hear the heartbeat through a stethoscope.
Colton's not here physically, but he's here.
That's been 7 years, and that's something we've always wanted.
The meeting was set up by the bride's sister. Their son Colton passed away at age 11 in a car accident 3 years ago. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Unless you're living near the seashore, here's a problem you may not even knew existed. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
U.S. Senator from New Jersey, Bob Menendez, calling attention to the dangers of flying beach umbrellas during the height of the seashore season.
It's a real public health hazard every time a powerful gust of wind tears a beach umbrella right out of the sand and turns it into a projectile spear.
Stopping short of calling for a ban on the product, Menendez wants the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission to educate people on how to better protect themselves and others from the danger. Last year, a woman was impaled through the ankle by a flying umbrella in New Jersey. In 2016, a woman was killed when one impaled her chest in Virginia Beach. Menendez says he wants to see more research done into what makes a better, safer beach umbrella. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
After issuing an emergency call for blood and platelet donors in early July, the American Red Cross is now facing an even bigger emergency blood shortage. All eligible donors are urged to give as soon as possible. And now Amazon has gotten involved. With the help of a generous $1 million donation, the Red Cross will thank those who help alleviate the blood shortage if you donate before August 29th with a $5 Amazon gift card. So if you'd like to find out where you can donate blood in your community, go online to www.redcrossblood.org. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.